This weekend retreat was given by Father Jacques Philippe of the Community of the Beatitudes at Our Lady of Good Counsel Retreat House, February 17th to 19th, 2017, on the topic of personal prayer and a deep relationship with God. These and other recordings are available at our website, goodcounselretreat.com.
So the theme that we'll be talking about for this retreat will be the subject of prayer and our personal relationship with God. So above all, I'll be speaking of mental prayer. So our time of personal prayer in silence that we should try to take regularly in order to deepen our relationship with the Lord. And the grace that we will ask for from God is to be renewed in our prayer life. And the beautiful thing is that when we are renewed in our prayer life, we're also renewed in a lot of things. In our relationship with the Lord, but also in our relationships with others, with ourselves, and the way that we take on life. The Lord desires to renew everything. He always wants to give us a new youth, a new freedom to serve and to love Him. So I believe in the world today, there are a lot of people who desire this, a deeper prayer life, because they desire that their Christian life not just be an act of following certain principles, but might really be a personal, deep relationship with the Lord. And I think there's really a call from the Holy Spirit in this sense. We know Jesus' words in the Gospel of John. The Father is looking for adorers in spirit and in truth. The thirst of man, there is this thirst of man for God.
Oh, no.
And then there's a thirst of God for us, and that's even deeper. God desires our love and our presence, our prayer. He desires our adoration. Because He knows it's the most important, most beautiful thing for us. It's also the thing that the world needs the most. The Lord wishes to renew the church. He wants to bring mercy to the world. He wants to visit our world that is so wounded. And I think for this, he needs this call to prayer. That many people might feel it. And we see very well in the church that all of the renewal in the church were first of all renewals in prayer. It's beginning with this meeting the Lord, this contact with God, the deep experience of God. This is what renews all things in the church and in the world. I think there are a lot of people too who feel something else. That our society today is confronted with challenges that are very complex. And that faced with these challenges of the world today, we need a wisdom. We need a discernment. And we also need a strength that are not just human things, but we need God's grace in a very particular way. And I would also say, and I'll talk about it more later, There are a lot of people who sense something else too. That it is only in prayer that we can find true peace. This peace that we need. I spoke a little of it yesterday. I think it's really one of the most precious gifts of the Holy Spirit. This gift of peace. And today we are very tempted by worry and by anxiety. We really need God's peace. Because it is in a climate of peace that we will have good discernment, that we'll find the right solutions for the problems that we come up against. This is one of the rules of spiritual life. The more our heart finds peace, the more it can grow in love, the more it can make the right decisions. So there is an urgency not to resolve all the problems. It's God who will do that little by little. But to find peace that allows us to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and to discern the good decisions we have to make. And I think that we can only find this peace in prayer. It's not always in front of the TV that we'll find it. Sometimes there are good things. But I've heard people who said, I'm not watching TV anymore. I'm not watching the news. It gives me too much anxiety. So I think we have to be aware of what's happening in the world, of course. It's not a question of closing ourselves off in a bubble. But we need to find in God the peace that we need. So as an introduction to what I'm going to say, this morning I'll say some words about the importance of prayer. And then afterward, I'll speak of certain attitudes that we should practice in our prayer life. And then other themes that we'll go over together. But as an introduction, I would like to read you a passage from St. Pope John Paul II.
Oui, donc, c'est le passage que je vais lire et commenter.
It's a passage that's commented on.
Il se trouve dans un texte de Jean Paul II.
It's found in a text of John Paul II.
Dans une exhortation apostolique.
In an apostolic exhortation.
Que Jean Paul II a publié donc le jour de l'Épiphanie en l'an 2000.
And he published it on the Feast of Epiphany in the year 2000.
Je sais plus si c'est 2000 ou 2001.
I don't remember if it's 2000 or 2001. I think it's 2001.
Parce que c'était après l'année jubilaire.
Because it was after the Jubilee year.
Ce texte s'appelle Novo Millennio Ineunte.
And the text is called Novo
Millennio Ineunte.
At.
Faut traduire le latin en latin.
We have to read the Latin in Latin. And I don't speak Latin.
On peut se sauver sans ça.
We can.
On peut se sauver même sans
connaître. Oh, we can be saved even if we don't know Latin. Happily.
Voilà. Maintenant j'ai oublié ce que je voulais dire.
Oh no! Now I've forgotten what I was going to say. Sorry.
Donc ça veut dire l'entrée dans le nouveau millénaire.
So this means the entry into the new millennium.
Et donc dans ce texte, Jean Paul II veut donner ses intuitions.
And in this text, John Paul II gives us his intuition.
Pour l'église du troisième millénaire.
For the church of the third millennium.
Qu'est-ce qui lui paraît le plus important?
And what seems the most important to him.
Donc c'est un texte très beau que on trouve facilement sur internet.
So it's a text, it's very beautiful, you can find it on the internet.
Et donc il y a d'abord le pape fait un bilan de l'année jubilaire.
So first, the Pope gives a summary of the Jubilee year.
Une belle méditation du mystère du Christ.
And there's a beautiful meditation on the mystery of Christ.
Repartir du Christ.
To begin again, starting with Christ.
C'est toujours lui le fondement de la vie de l'Église.
He is always the foundation of the life of the church.
De notre vie personnelle aussi.
And in our personal life as well.
Et puis après ça, donc, il donne certains points qui lui paraissent importants pour la vie de l'Église.
And then he gives certain things that seem important to him for the life of the church.
Et donc la chose que Jean-Paul II rappelle.
And the thing that John Paul II recalls.
Le travail essentiel de l'Église.
Is that the essential work of the church.
C'est de permettre à chacun des chrétiens.
Is to allow each Christian.
De répondre à cette vocation à la sainteté.
To respond to the call of holiness.
Et dans la grâce du baptême.
In through the grace of baptism.
Il y a un appel à la sainteté.
There's a call to holiness. There's a call to the fullness of love and to participate in the mission of the church. But at first, it's this that the church must take into account.
Comment permettre à chaque chrétien de répondre à cet appel à la sainteté?
How it can allow each Christian to respond to this call of holiness.
Et donc, l'Église devra mettre en place beaucoup de choses.
So the church has to put into place a lot of things.
Mais la première chose, c'est donc l'éducation à la prière.
But the first thing is the education of prayer.
Donc voici un petit peu comment s'exprime le pape.
So this is how the Pope explains it. This training in holiness calls for a Christian life distinguished above all in the art of prayer.
Oui, ce qui distingue la vie chrétienne.
What distinguishes Christian life.
C'est d'abord l'art de la prière.
Is first of all the art of prayer.
Oui, c'est la caractéristique essentielle de la vie chrétienne.
It's the essential characteristic of Christian life.
L'art de la prière.
The art of prayer.
Qui est la seule manière d'entrer en relation profonde et personnelle avec le Seigneur.
It's the only way to really enter into a deep personal relationship with the Lord. The Jubilee year has been a year of more intense prayer, both personal and communal. But we well know that prayer cannot be taken for granted. We have to learn to pray.
Oui, nous devons apprendre à prier.
We have to learn to pray.
C'est ce qu'on va faire un petit peu pendant ces jours-ci.
This is what we'll do a little bit during these days.
On n'a pas beaucoup de temps. Hein, puis.
So we don't have a lot of time.
C'est un thème qui est vaste.
And it's a very big theme.
Mais c'est la grâce que nous devons demander au Seigneur.
But it's the grace we must ask for from the Lord.
Je pense que quelle que soit notre étape dans la vie spirituelle.
And I think that no matter the stage we're at in our spiritual life,
qu'on soit au tout début,
whether we're just beginning,
qu'on ait 50 ans de vie religieuse,
or whether we've been religious for 50 years,
je crois qu'on a toujours besoin d'apprendre à prier.
I think we always need to learn to pray.
Oui, de manière neuve,
in a new way,
plus profonde,
in a deeper way.
Plus authentique aussi.
And in a more authentic way as well. We have to learn to pray, as it were, learning this art ever anew from the lips of the Divine Master himself, like the first disciples. Lord, teach us to pray.
Oui, cette éducation à la prière,
this education of prayer,
c'est d'abord le travail de Jésus.
Is first of all the work of Jesus.
Oui. Le pape fait allusion à cet épisode d'évangile.
The Pope is making an allusion to the time in the gospel.
Où les disciples ont posé cette question au Seigneur.
When the disciples asked the Lord,
Maître,
Master,
apprends-nous à prier.
Teach us to pray.
Jésus est le seul maître.
Jesus is the only master.
Le seul qui nous enseigne en vérité.
The only one who truly teaches us.
Je pense que c'est très beau de faire nôtre cette demande.
And I think it's very beautiful to make this demand ourselves that we might begin this retreat
avec la même question,
with the same question.
Seigneur, apprends-nous à prier.
Lord, teach us to pray.
D'accord.
Are you okay with that?
On va le dire tous ensemble.
So we'll say it all together.
Lord,
teach us to pray.
Oui, seul Jésus peut vraiment nous l'apprendre.
Only Jesus can really teach us this.
Parce que seul Jésus a la parfaite relation avec le Père.
Because only Jesus has the perfect relationship with the Father.
Il peut nous introduire dans cette relation.
And he introduces us to this relationship.
Et vous savez donc, juste après ces paroles,
and you know that just after these words,
Jésus va apprendre aux disciples le Notre Père.
Jesus teaches the Our Father to the disciples.
Ce n'est pas simplement une formule.
That's not just a formula.
Mais c'est toute une vie.
But it's a whole life, a whole relationship,
une attitude
filiale. And a filial attitude.
Et vous savez que pourquoi est-ce que les disciples ont posé cette question à Jésus?
So why did the disciples ask Jesus this question?
L'évangile nous dit que très très souvent Jésus était en prière.
The gospel tells us that very often Jesus was in prayer.
Bon, il passait beaucoup de temps avec les foules pendant la journée.
During the day, he spent a lot of time with the crowds.
Mais le matin très tôt.
But very early in the morning,
le soir,
or the evening,
pendant la nuit parfois.
During the night sometimes.
Jésus se mettait à l'écart.
Jesus would go off to the side
pour prier.
To pray.
Il y a certains passages de l'évangile où tout le monde cherche Jésus.
There are certain passages in the gospel where everyone is looking for Jesus. And he's disappeared.
Et puis on finit par le trouver.
And they find him.
Oui, loin du village.
Far away from the village.
Seul en prière.
And he's alone in prayer.
Et ça a beaucoup touché les disciples.
And this touched the disciples a lot.
Et parfois, quand on voit une personne prier,
sometimes when we see someone praying,
ça fait naître en nous un désir.
It allows a desire to be born in us.
Et quand les disciples voyaient donc souvent Jésus en prière,
so the disciples saw Jesus praying a lot,
dans le silence, dans la solitude,
in silence and in solitude.
Ils ne savaient pas qu'est-ce que Jésus disait,
and they didn't know what Jesus was saying,
qu'il avait dans son cœur,
what was in his heart.
Mais ils ont senti que c'était très, très important.
But they felt that it was very important.
Et puis, ils ont peut-être perçu la chose suivante.
Perhaps they perceived something.
Oui, c'est que dans ces moments de prière,
that in these moments of prayer,
oui, Jésus recevait tout du Père.
Jesus was receiving everything from his Father.
Sa propre identité.
His own identity.
Oui, il est vraiment le fils.
He is truly the son.
Oui, qui reçoit toutes choses de son père.
That receives everything from his father.
Son identité profonde.
His deep identity.
Sa mission.
His mission.
La grâce dont il a besoin.
The grace he needs.
Pour la prédication.
In order for his preaching.
Et pour encourager les foules.
To encourage the crowds.
Pour guérir.
For healing.
Et pour chasser le mal.
To chase away evil.
Oui, tout cela, Jésus le reçoit.
All of this Jesus receives in his prayer.
Il reçoit lui-même et toutes choses.
He receives himself and everything else
de la main de Dieu.
From the hands of God.
Je crois que c'est aussi ça, le cœur de la vie chrétienne.
And I think this is the heart of Christian life.
Et c'est pas d'abord faire.
It's not first about doing,
même si ça peut être important,
even if this is important.
C'est pas un appel à la paresse.
Christianity is not a call to laziness.
C'est un appel à la générosité.
It's a call to generosity.
C'est clair.
This is clear.
On peut gagner sa vie en la donnant.
We can only gain our life in giving it.
Comme le disait l'évangile hier,
as the gospel of yesterday said.
Ce qui est quand même extrêmement important.
But what is very important, all the same,
parfois on en a pas toujours assez conscience,
and sometimes we're not aware of it enough,
pour donner beaucoup,
is that in order to give a lot,
il faut recevoir.
We must receive.
Se recevoir soi-même de Dieu.
Receive ourselves from God.
Et recevoir cette grâce,
and receive this grace
sans laquelle nous ne pouvons rien faire.
Without which we can do nothing.
Alors, bien sûr, on la reçoit de beaucoup de manières,
of course, we receive it in many different ways.
Dans les sacrements,
in the sacraments.
Tous les éléments de la vie chrétienne,
and all of the elements of Christian life.
Mais la prière est un moment privilégié.
But prayer is a really privileged moment
pour cela,
for this.
Une petite parenthèse dans nos activités.
To make a little parenthesis in our activities.
Et nous tenir devant Dieu.
And just hold ourselves before God.
Pour le recevoir.
To receive it.
Et pour se recevoir soi-même.
To receive ourselves.
De la main de Dieu.
From the hand of God.
Et tout ce dont nous avons besoin.
All that we need.
Et pour servir le Seigneur et nos frères.
To serve the Lord and our brothers and sisters.
Nous le cherchons auprès de Dieu.
We look for this in God, in an attitude of humility
de simplicité,
and simplicity,
de foi, d'espérance,
of faith and of hope,
accueillir, tout recevoir de Dieu.
We receive everything from God.
Alors, le pape continue.
So the Pope continues. Prayer develops that conversation with Christ which makes us his intimate friends. Abide in me, and I in you.
Oui, une phrase qui est simple,
this is a very simple sentence,
mais qui contient des choses extrêmement importantes.
But it contains very important things.
Oui, la prière nous fait entrer dans l'amitié de Dieu.
Prayer allows us to enter into friendship with God.
Nous connaissons les paroles de l'évangile.
We know the words of the gospel.
Je ne vous appelle pas simplement serviteur.
I don't only call you my servants,
mais je vous appelle ami.
But I call you my friends.
C'est très beau d'être serviteur.
It's very beautiful to be a servant.
Mais une réalité encore plus belle et plus profonde.
But an even deeper, more beautiful reality
d'être ami,
is to be friends.
D'être fils, enfin,
to be sons.
Et quand Marc nous raconte la vocation des apôtres.
And when Mark tells us the story of the vocation of the apostles,
il dit que Jésus appela les douze,
he says that Jesus called them the 12
pour être avec lui.
To be with him. et pour les envoyer, and to send them out,
prêcher l'évangile, chasser les démons,
to preach the gospel and to chase the demons.
Mais le premier appel de Dieu,
but the first call of God,
c'est pas un appel au travail,
is not a call to work,
même si il existe,
even if it exists.
Mais le premier appel, c'est un appel à l'amitié.
The first call is a call of friendship.
Oui, est-ce que tu veux,
do you want to,
gratuitement,
freely,
entrer dans mon amitié,
enter into friendship with me,
entrer dans ma présence,
enter into my presence,
entrer dans mon amour,
enter into my love,
pas pour une efficacité,
not for efficiency,
non pas pour faire des choses,
not to do things,
mais pour être avec moi,
but just to be with me.
Il y a une dimension de gratuité,
there's a dimension of freedom,
d'amour, gratuit,
of a love without cost,
qui est très, très importante.
It's very important
au cœur de notre vie,
at the heart of our lives.
Aujourd'hui, on est trop dans la pression de la production.
And today we're too concerned with production and with pressure.
Et on oublie un peu cette dimension,
we forget this dimension.
Qui doit être le cœur de notre vie.
It must be the heart of our life.
La joie d'aimer, tout simplement.
Simply the joy of loving.
La joie d'aimer, d'être aimé.
The joy of loving and being loved.
D'accueillir la tendresse de Dieu,
of welcoming God's tenderness
dans la foi,
in faith,
et de répondre à cet amour,
and responding to this love
de manière très simple, mais,
in a very simple way.
Mais c'est absolument essentiel.
But it's absolutely essential.
Sinon, notre vie ne trouve pas son équilibre.
Otherwise, our life will not be balanced.
Et puis on sera toujours à l'extérieur de nous-mêmes.
We'll always be living outside of ourselves.
On n'aura pas cet espace d'intimité avec Dieu.
And we won't have this space of intimacy with God
dans notre cœur,
in our hearts.
Alors, le pape fait allusion à paroles qu'on trouve très souvent dans l'évangile de Jean.
So the Pope is making allusion to words that we find very often in the Gospel of John.
Demeurez en moi.
Abide in me.
Comme moi je demeure en vous.
And I in you.
Et la prière nous permet de vivre et d'approfondir cette réalité.
And prayer allows us to live out the depth of this reality.
Elle nous apprend à demeurer en Dieu.
It teaches us to abide in God.
À vivre en Dieu.
To live in God.
Il y a un très beau mystère là, voyez.
There's a beautiful mystery there.
Notre véritable maison,
our true home,
c'est le cœur de Dieu,
is the heart of God.
C'est le cœur du Père.
It's the heart of the Father.
Et nous devons, oui, quelque part, la vie chrétienne,
and in some way the Christian life,
c'est un retour à la maison,
is just going home.
Un retour à la maison du Père.
Going home to the Father's house.
On est tous des enfants.
We're all
un petit peu prodigue.
We're all in some way we're all the prodigal sons.
Et nous n'habitons pas vraiment notre maison.
We're not really living in our home.
Mais qui est le cœur du Père.
Which is the heart of the Father.
Vous savez qu'est-ce qui est bien dans la maison?
You know what's good at home?
C'est qu'on est chez soi.
It's that we're at home.
Et on est libre.
We're free.
On sait qu'on est aimé.
We know that we're loved.
Et puis la maison est pour nous un espace.
And then the house is for us a space
de repos,
of rest,
d'abandon,
and of surrender.
Et je dirais de vivre, d'expérimenter cette réalité.
And I would say that to live out this reality,
que le véritable repos dont nous avons besoin,
that the true rest we need,
là où je suis chez moi,
the place where I am at home,
là où je suis accueilli,
the place where I am welcomed,
là où je suis aimé,
the place where I am loved,
bien, c'est vraiment dans le cœur de Dieu.
It's really in God's heart.
Et que même si, alors c'est très bien d'avoir une maison humaine, une famille.
And it's very good to have a house and to have a family.
C'est un cadeau immense.
This is a huge gift.
Oui, mais même si parfois ma maison est aussi un lieu de combat parfois.
But also sometimes, even if my house is a space of struggle sometimes,
c'est pas toujours un lieu de paix autant que je voudrais.
It's not always as much a place of peace as I would like.
Ça peut arriver.
That can happen.
Mais je sais qu'il y a une maison,
but I know that there is a home
que personne ne pourra m'enlever,
that nobody can take away from me.
Même si ton père et ta mère t'abandonnent, dit l'écriture.
The scriptures say even if your father and your mother forget you,
le Seigneur te recevra.
The Lord will receive you.
Il y a toujours un endroit,
there is always a place
je peux retourner,
where I can go back to,
je peux me reposer,
where I can rest
dans le cœur de Dieu,
in God's heart,
où je peux vraiment être moi-même,
where I can truly be myself.
Et la prière nous permet un peu de découvrir ça.
And prayer allows us little by little to discover this.
Le mystère de Dieu,
the mystery of God,
pas comme une chose étrangère,
not as a strange exterior thing,
mais comme ma maison,
but as my house.
Comme un petit enfant,
or like a little child,
je peux entrer,
I can go in.
Je peux me reposer.
I can rest.
Je peux être aimé.
I can be loved.
Et je peux aimer.
And I can love.
Et sans limite, sans mesure.
Without limits.
Oui, la prière nous, nous éduque à demeurer en Dieu.
The prayer is prayer teaches us to dwell in God.
Nous trouver Dieu, notre paix.
To find our peace in God.
Et notre sécurité véritable.
And our true security.
Notre espérance, notre repos.
Our hope and our rest.
Et puis aussi donc la dimension réciproque.
And then the reciprocal dimension.
La prière nous permet de découvrir aussi Dieu qui demeure en nous.
Is that prayer also allows us to see how God dwells in us.
Là, il y a aussi un très, très grand mystère.
There's a great mystery there too.
Étonnant.
And it's astonishing.
Que Dieu a choisi comme demeure.
That God chose as his place of dwelling.
Non pas les palais des rois.
Not the palaces of kings.
Simplement le ciel dans sa gloire.
Not simply heaven in his glory.
Et Dieu aussi choisit comme demeure.
But God also chooses as his dwelling.
D'habiter dans le cœur de l'homme.
To live in God's heart, or in man's heart.
Vous êtes le temple du Saint-Esprit.
You are temples of the Holy Spirit.
Nous sommes la demeure de Dieu.
We are the dwelling place of God.
Dieu habite dans notre cœur.
And God lives in our hearts.
Parce que nous sommes faits à son image.
Because we are made in his image.
Nous portons en nous l'empreinte de Dieu.
We carry the image of God in us.
Et aussi que par la grâce,
and then also through grace.
Par la grâce du baptême en particulier.
In particular through the grace of baptism.
Et puis par l'amour qui grandit en nous.
And through the love that grows in us.
Et bien, notre cœur devient la demeure de Dieu.
Our heart becomes the dwelling place of God.
La demeure de la Trinité.
The dwelling place of the Trinity.
Qui habite de manière secrète.
And it dwells there in a secret way,
mais de manière réelle,
but in a real way.
Qui habite en nous.
He dwells in us.
Et la prière nous permet peu à peu de découvrir cela aussi.
And prayer allows us little by little to discover this as well.
Cette présence intime de Dieu,
this intimate presence of God.
Que pour rencontrer Dieu,
that and that we're in order to meet God.
Pas besoin de faire des milliers de kilomètres,
we don't have to go 1,000 kilometers.
De conquérir des sommets inaccessibles,
or to summit inaccessible mountains.
Mais il suffit de descendre en nous-mêmes.
It's just a question of going into ourselves.
Dieu demeure en notre cœur.
Where God dwells in our heart.
Chacun de nos cœurs est comme un oratoire.
Each one of our hearts is like a chapel.
Où nous pouvons retrouver la présence divine.
Where we can find the divine presence.
Comme une source.
As a spring.
Pure et fraîche.
Pure and clear.
De lumière.
Of light.
De sainteté et d'amour.
Of holiness and of love.
Nous découvrons progressivement.
So little by little we discover this.
Mais c'est un très grand mystère.
But it's a very great mystery.
C'est ça le drame un petit peu de l'homme d'aujourd'hui.
But this is kind of the drama of man today.
C'est que nous vivons en dehors de nous-mêmes.
That we're living outside of ourselves.
Comme dit Saint Augustin,
as Saint Augustine says,
j'ai longtemps cherché en dehors de moi-même.
I looked so much outside of myself.
Ce qui était déjà en moi.
For something that was already within me.
Tous les biens les plus précieux que nous cherchons.
All the most precious things that we look for.
Ils sont déjà au-dedans de nous.
They're already within us.
Parce que Dieu est en nous.
Because God is in us.
Oui, nous possédons un trésor dans notre cœur.
We possess a treasure in our hearts.
Dont nous n'avons pas toujours conscience.
And we're not always aware of it.
Mais que la prière nous aide à découvrir peu à peu.
But prayer can help us to discover it little by little.
Oui, la prière nous permet de rencontrer Dieu.
Prayer allows us to meet God.
Mais nous permet aussi de nous rencontrer nous-mêmes.
But it also allows us to meet ourselves.
Et d'habiter notre cœur.
To dwell in our hearts.
Et de découvrir notre identité véritable.
And to discover our true identity.
Oui. Ça fait partie des éléments fondamentaux de la croissance spirituelle.
This is one of the fundamental elements of spiritual growth.
Oui, connaître Dieu.
To know God.
De manière personnelle.
In a personal way.
Pas simplement comme une idée.
Not just as an idea.
An
abstract idea.
Mais une vraie connaissance de Dieu.
But a true knowledge of God.
Une belle parole dans le livre de Job.
There's a beautiful word in the book of Job.
Qui dit à Dieu la chose suivante.
Where he says to God.
Avant je te connaissais parce que j'avais entendu parler de toi.
Before I knew you because I had heard people speak of you.
Mais maintenant mes yeux t'ont vu.
But now my eyes have seen you.
Passer d'une idée de Dieu.
To go from an idea of God.
À une expérience de Dieu.
To an experience of God.
C'est bien différent.
It's very different.
Parce que nos idées sur Dieu,
because our ideas of God
sont parfois un peu étroites
are sometimes narrow
et un petit peu limitées
and limited.
Et parfois faussées aussi.
And sometimes they're incorrect.
Parce que nous projetons beaucoup de choses sur Dieu.
We project a lot of things onto God.
Nos propres blessures psychologiques.
Our own wounds.
Notre complication.
Our complications.
On projette beaucoup de choses sur Dieu.
We project a lot of things onto God.
Et la prière nous permet peu à peu.
And prayer allows us little by little.
D'être non pas face à une certaine image de Dieu.
To not just be faced with a certain image of God.
Fabriquer.
And where we kind of make it up.
Mais la réalité, du visage de Dieu.
But the reality of God's face.
La réalité du visage du Père.
The reality of the face of the Father.
Le Père miséricordieux,
who is the merciful Father.
Dont nous parle l'Évangile.
That the gospel speaks to us of.
Donc, connaître Dieu,
so to know God.
Il y a très, très belle promesse dans l'Écriture.
It's a beautiful promise in the scripture.
Dans le livre de Jérémie, par exemple.
In the book of Jeremiah, for example. In chapter 31, when he speaks of the new covenant, there was the first covenant, but man was not faithful to it. The covenant given on tablets of stone on Mount Sinai. The prophet announces a new covenant where the law of God will not be an exterior law but will be written on man's heart through the gift of the Spirit. And God changes man's heart. He makes him capable of faithfulness.
And
there's a very beautiful conclusion to this chapter.
Donc c'est Jérémie, chapitre 31,
in Jeremiah chapter 31,
verset 31 et suivant.
It's verse 31 and following.
Vous pourrez les prendre dans votre méditation personnelle.
You can take it up in personal meditation.
Les derniers versets sont très, très beaux.
The final verses are very beautiful.
En ce temps-là,
in that time,
plus personne n'aura à enseigner à son prochain.
Nobody will any longer have to teach their neighbor in saying to him or her, know the Lord. Because everyone will know me. The smallest ones to the biggest ones. Everyone will know me. Because I will forgive their faults. And I will no longer remember their sins. A deep knowledge of God given to everyone, without exception, a knowledge of God in His mercy, God as grace, as forgiveness. And in Isaiah as well, we find a beautiful word. It announces the effusion of the Holy Spirit at the end of time. And it says in that time, no one will commit evil anymore on my mountain. Because the knowledge of God will fill the universe as the waters cover the abyss. It's very beautiful, this prophecy. It announces a time where knowledge of God will completely fill the universe and it will heal man of all kinds of evil. God is preparing a new Pentecost, a new effusion of His Spirit, of His mercy, throughout the whole world, to heal it and to purify it, and to renew it entirely. And I believe that each time we're in prayer, each time we welcome God's presence, we're preparing this Pentecost. When a normal Christian, thanks to their fidelity to prayer, knows God in a deeper way, they are preparing this mystery. They're receiving for themselves the grace of the Spirit as a little interior Pentecost that allows us to know God. Who makes everything bigger. And this is when we see that the knowledge we had of God before was so narrow. Because then it gets much wider. So each one of us enters progressively into this. not just for ourselves,
mais aussi pour le monde entier.
But also for the whole world.
Et puis donc, comme je le disais aussi, quand l'homme entre dans cette connaissance de Dieu,
and also, when man enters into this knowledge of God,
il apprend à se connaître lui-même aussi.
He also learns to know himself.
Et à descendre dans la partie la plus profonde de son identité.
To really go down to the deepest part of his own identity.
Ce qu'il y a de plus beau en moi.
What is the most beautiful in me?
De plus vrai en moi.
What is the truest thing in me?
La part la plus belle de moi-même.
The most beautiful part of myself,
mon identité d'enfant de Dieu,
my identity as a child of God,
que personne ne pourra jamais détruire,
that no one can ever destroy.
Mais j'apprends peu à peu à la découvrir.
I learn little by little to discover this.
Je reconnais Dieu comme mon père,
I recognize God as my Father,
et je me reconnais moi-même,
and I recognize myself
comme enfant de Dieu,
as a child of God,
petit, pauvre,
small and poor,
infiniment aimé,
but infinitely loved,
qui reçoit tout du père,
who receives everything from the Father. I don't need to win battles.
J'ai pas besoin de mériter.
I don't need to deserve it.
J'ai juste besoin.
I just need
de recevoir.
To receive it.
Et tout est donné gratuitement.
Everything is given freely.
De la miséricorde et de l'amour de Dieu.
From God's love and his mercy.
De la générosité du Père.
From the generosity of the Father.
Recevoir le don de Dieu.
To receive the gift of God.
Qui est le don de son amour.
That is the gift of his love.
Et le don aussi de ma propre identité,
but also the gift of my own identity,
qui je suis vraiment,
who I really am.
Et ça, c'est une vraie question, hein, parfois, aujourd'hui.
And today, this can be a real question.
J'ai pas très bien compris la cassette qu'il y avait au petit déjeuner ce matin.
I didn't really understand the recording that was playing at breakfast.
J'ai l'impression qu'il parlait à un moment de la crise du milieu de la vie.
But I heard at one point that he was talking about the midlife crisis.
C'est parfois cette question que quelqu'un se porte.
And sometimes it's this question that someone carries.
Oui, ouais, j'ai beaucoup travaillé.
I've worked a lot.
J'ai réalisé beaucoup de choses.
I've done a lot of things.
J'ai eu de grands succès.
I've had a lot of success.
J'ai eu aussi des échecs.
I've also had failure.
J'ai essayé de donner le meilleur de moi-même.
I tried to give the best of myself.
Un bon businessman.
To be a good businessman.
Être une bonne épouse et mère de famille.
To be a good spouse and mother of a family.
Malgré cela, on vit un certain moment de souffrance.
But in spite of all of this, we live through a moment of suffering.
J'ai fait beaucoup de choses.
I've done a lot of things.
J'ai joué des rôles.
I played roles.
Qui paraissaient importants.
Roles that seemed important to me.
Mais qui je suis finalement?
But who am I in the end?
Je ne sais pas trop.
I don't really know.
Et on a l'impression qu'on a fait beaucoup de choses.
We have the feeling that we've done a lot of things.
Et qu'on est passé à côté de son identité.
But we've actually missed our identity. The deepest identity.
Qui se révèle dans la lumière de Dieu, hein, progressivement.
But this is revealed to us in the light of God, little by little.
Pas comme une chose qu'on peut posséder.
Not, it's not something that we can own.
C'est un mystère.
It's a mystery.
On peut pas dire avec des mots.
We can't express it with words.
Mais c'est une grâce.
But it's a grace.
Et la grâce d'être heureux.
The grace to be happy.
Je suis heureux d'être qui je suis.
To be happy as I am.
Même si je suis un être limité, fragile,
even if I'm a limited, fragile being,
je suis heureux d'être cet enfant de Dieu,
I'm happy to be a child of God.
Lui avec sa physionomie particulière,
with my particular body,
avec ma personnalité particulière,
with my particular personality.
Et je suis aimé d'un amour unique.
And I'm loved with a unique love.
Et je peux aimer d'un amour unique.
And I can love with a unique love.
C'est un petit peu ça qui est le cœur de la personnalité humaine, vous voyez.
This is at the heart of the human personality.
Est-ce que nous cherchons tous?
And it's what we're all looking for.
Oui, être aimé de manière unique.
To be loved in a unique way.
Oui. Bon, parfois, nous pensons un peu comme ça.
Sometimes we think a little bit like this.
Dieu aime tout le monde.
God loves everyone.
Donc il doit m'aimer aussi un petit peu, vous voyez.
So he also has to love me a little bit.
Mais c'est un amour très général.
But it's a very general love.
Ça peut pas nous suffire.
It's not enough for us.
Ça suffit à personne.
It's not enough for anyone.
À aucun homme.
To any man.
Et encore moins à aucune femme.
And even less to any woman.
Parce que chacun de nous a besoin.
Because each one of us needs.
Non pas d'être aimé de manière générale.
Needs not just to be loved in a general way.
Comme un petit élément d'un ensemble.
As one element in a whole.
Mais chacun de nous a besoin d'être aimé.
But each one of us needs to be loved
de manière absolument unique.
in an absolutely unique way. You are my child. You are precious to me. Unique love. It's that God holds for each one of us. And it gives me my personality, my unique personality. And also, we discover it in a unique way. The unique way that I can love. What I can give to others. What I can give to the world. That nobody else could give in my place. That I can be a gift for others. Not because I'm a fantastic person. But because the grace of God passes through me. With abundance. I think we all need this. To be loved in a unique way. And to discover how, also in a unique way, I can love. I'm not St. Francis of Assisi. I'm not Mother Teresa. But I can give to God and give to others something that nobody else has ever given. So we'll continue reading the passage from the Pope. So that was just a little commentary on the phrase "abide in me and I in you." We could say more. It's an infinite mystery. We carry the infinite in us.
C'est une bonne nouvelle.
It's good news.
Il y a beaucoup à découvrir.
There's a lot to discover.
Mais je sais pas si on ira sur Mars.
I don't know if we'll go to Mars.
Probablement.
Probably.
Mais je pense que la plus belle aventure,
but I think the most beautiful adventure,
c'est l'aventure intérieure,
is the interior adventure.
Tout le royaume,
the kingdom
qui est au-dedans de nous.
That is within us.
Et nous découvrons de plus en plus toute la richesse.
And of which we discover little by little all of the richness.
Alors, le pape continue.
So the Pope continues. This reciprocity is
Dieu en nous et nous en lui.
God in us and us in him. This reciprocity is the very substance and soul of the Christian life and the condition of all true pastoral life.
Oui, c'est le cœur de la vie chrétienne.
It's the heart of Christian life. And it's also the condition for all authentic pastoral life. If the life of the church is not founded on this, with this personal relationship with the Lord, it won't bear as much fruit. Wrought in us by the Holy Spirit, this reciprocity opens us through Christ and in Christ to contemplation of the Father's face. In following Christ, in the grace of the Holy Spirit, we discover the Father's face. Prayer guides us to the Father through Christ and in the work of the Holy Spirit. To discover the true face of the Father. Learning this Trinitarian shape of Christian prayer and living it fully, above all in the liturgy, the summit and source of the Church's life, but also in personal experience, is the secret of a truly vital Christianity, which has no reason to fear the future, because it returns continually to the sources and finds in them new life. The Pope says two things that are simple but very beautiful. That this Christianity founded in the art of prayer, this relationship with God and reciprocity, It's the secret of a living Christianity. And a Christianity that has no reason to fear the future. Because it always comes back to the source, where it becomes renewed, where we find a new hope, new strength, new light for the things that we have to live. And we have no fear for the future. If God is with us, who is against us? I think today we really need this. To be accompanied in our life by a living experience of God. God as a source where everything can be renewed. I can be purified when I've fallen. I can be healed of my wounds little by little. I can rediscover light. I can rediscover peace. I can rediscover hope. Everything is possible. Because this source is inexhaustible. The source of divine love. The source of mercy. It's St. Paul who says, the love that God loves us with is inexhaustible. The love that God has loved us with in Christ is inexhaustible. This source will never dry up. We can always go back to it to find purification, to find mercy, to find consolation, to find healing for our hearts, to find hope and strength.
Voilà. Donc quelques mots pour nous rappeler l'importance de la prière dans notre vie.
So a few words to remind ourselves of the importance of prayer in our lives.
Donc pour nous encourager à la fidélité.
And to encourage us to faithfulness.
Alors, Dieu demande pas la même chose à tout le monde.
God doesn't ask for the same thing from everyone.
Je pense que nous avons besoin,
but I think we need,
tout spécialement, je dirais, dans le monde aujourd'hui,
and especially in the world today,
de mettre en place dans notre vie personnelle,
to put into place in our personal lives
des moments de rencontre avec le Seigneur.
Time for meeting the Lord. A little time each day.
Des moments plus prolongés, quand c'est possible.
Longer time when it's possible.
C'est difficile, évidemment, de donner des règles générales.
It's hard to give general rules.
Je crois que c'est un petit peu à chacun de nous de découvrir.
And I think it's up to each one of us to discover.
Je crois que c'est un peu une lumière à demander au Seigneur pendant cette retraite.
And also maybe a light to ask for from the Lord during this retreat.
Quelle fidélité je suis appelé.
What fidelity I'm called to.
Bien sûr, il faut essayer de faire de toute la vie une prière.
So of course we should try to make of our whole lives a life of prayer.
Que notre vie entière soit un dialogue avec le Seigneur.
That our whole life be a dialogue with the Lord.
De lui rendre grâce pour les belles choses.
To give him thanks for the beautiful things.
Demander son aide dans nos besoins.
To ask him for help in our needs.
Invoquer sa miséricorde quand nous sommes pécheurs.
Ask for his mercy when we've sinned.
Toute notre vie peut nourrir le dialogue avec Dieu.
Our whole life can nourish our dialogue with God.
Les belles choses pour rendre grâce.
Beautiful things to give thanks.
Mais aussi nos misères pour crier vers lui.
And also our misery to cry out to him.
Et tout peut nous rapprocher de Dieu.
Everything can bring us closer to God.
Donc faire de notre vie entière une relation avec le Seigneur.
So to make our whole life a relationship with the Lord.
De manière simple,
in a simple way.
Mais fidèle.
But faithful.
Mais aussi de trouver des moments.
But also to find time.
On s'arrête pour Dieu.
To find time where we stop for God.
Alors, donc c'est difficile de donner des normes.
So it's difficult to give norms.
Je voudrais simplement vous si quelqu'un me pose cette question.
But if somebody asks me the question.
Quel rythme de prière minimum c'est bon de prendre?
What is the least amount of a prayer rhythm that it would be good to take up?
Moi, je dirais déjà, si quelqu'un peut tous les jours prendre un quart d'heure de prière.
I would say that if somebody can take 15 minutes every day of prayer.
Et puis
And I would say one time a week, an hour of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. This is very good. God can do a lot with this. I can give you a little personal testimony. When I was 23, 24, a long, long time ago, not that long ago, I'm 70 years old now. Well, not yet.
Le 12 mars.
The 12th of March. So pray for me and my twin brother.
C'est très pratique d'avoir un frère jumeau.
It's very practical to have a twin brother.
Parce que vous pouvez dire la chose suivante.
Because you can always say,
oh là là, c'est bientôt l'anniversaire de mon jumeau.
Oh, it's nearly my twin's birthday.
Faut que j'y pense.
I should think about it.
Les gens sont contents quand on n'oublie pas leur anniversaire.
People are very happy when you don't forget their birthday. So I was living through a hard time in my life. I felt a little lost. Well, I didn't do anything really big or bad. But interiorly, I felt a little lost and sad. I couldn't really see the meaning of my life very well. And for a time, I was distant from God. And I could feel that things weren't going well. And I had kind of the sense that I was going toward death. Not physically, because I was in good health, but interiorly. So I had a reaction. And I said, I have to do something. We're not made for death, we're made for life. So I decided to get back in touch with the Lord. So I went and spent a week in a monastery with the Trappist monks in France. And I spent a week with them. So I didn't have any extraordinary enlightenment. But I sensed one thing. As if the Lord was saying to me, well, I didn't hear words, but it was an interior certainty. As though the Lord said to me, I am asking you for one thing. Each day, take 15 minutes with me. I'm not asking for any more, but I'm not asking for less. Take 15 minutes a day. Just begin with that. So that's what I did. And I received the grace to be faithful to it. And little by little, I could sense that things were changing. There was a peace that came back to my heart, and a trust for the future. And I had the light I needed to make good decisions. And it's for this reason that I'm here today. Simply thanks to this little light that God gave me. So I think that this can be a good basis. And I believe too that from time to time, we need to pray for a longer period to really set things down, to entrust everything to God, and to go more deeply into our hearts. Something that I really made me happy when I came to the U.S., I could see so many parishes where there's perpetual adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, and a lot of people going to take an hour of adoration. I think it's a very beautiful thing. So this fidelity to prayer, it helps us to really put God at the center. Sometimes I say I place God at the center of my life. But sometimes we can be in an illusion about this. And sometimes, in fact, our center is somewhere else, in work or in something else. But I think that being faithful to these little times of prayer really helps us to put God at the center and to re-put Him at the center. Because we need to do this all the time. And this also helps us to find unity in our life. It's a very simple thing, but very beautiful. That through our faithfulness to these times of meeting the Lord, we can entrust everything to God. My desires, my plans, my decisions, but also my mistakes, my weakness. We can give everything back to God. And little by little, God can create unity in our lives. Everything takes up a meaning. All of the good things, but even my mistakes, God integrates everything. He takes everything up. And everything takes on a positive meaning when we entrust them to the Lord. Everything that is entrusted to God, including my faults and my mistakes, once it's entrusted to God, it becomes positive. It becomes humility. It becomes an experience of mercy. And it's a very simple thing, but very beautiful, very important. And prayer helps us to live this out, to give everything to God, to put everything into the hands of the Father, who receives everything, to make something beautiful with it, to make a work of art of His love, a masterpiece of His mercy. So I'll stop there for this morning. And this afternoon, I'll speak of the essential attitudes in prayer.